ओम ज्ञानति मिरंधस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकया चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वमदातिकम्। वन्देहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयतः परकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगण रघुनाथन्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादां सुललिता शिवशाखाविताश्च। हे कृष्ण करुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगद्पते गोपेशगोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त तप्त कांचन गौरंगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। This initiation ceremony was arranged so that we could have at least one more brahmana for the service of Sri Sri Gaura Nithai. Oh, what happened to? Ye diksha anustan ayojit hua, jis se hum kam se kam ek aur brahman Dikshit Bhakt Milenge Shri Shri Gaura Nithai Ki Seva Karne Ke Liye. So, speaking on that topic, I'm just going to read one chapter from my upcoming book called The Mood and Mission of Srila Prabhupada. The topic is Creating a New Class of Brahmanas. And with most of this book, there'll be a lot of quotes from Srila Prabhupada interspersed with some commentary by myself. So starting with a quote from His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. The Krishna consciousness movement has been inaugurated to revive Brahminical culture very easily so that people may become happy and peaceful in this life and prepare for elevation in the next. As is typical of Srila Prabhupada's writings, there is so much packed into one sentence. But I'm not going to extensively comment on it now. Noting that, and then again a quote from Srila Prabhupada, modern society is in dire need of intellectual persons or brahmanas who can broadcast real spiritual knowledge all over the world. End of quote. Srila Prabhupada planned to re-spiritualize the world by creating a new class of genuine brahmanas, first class men, as compared to Kshatriyas, second class, and so on. This was an emergency policy due to the lack of such first class men. In a quote from Srila Prabhupada, because spiritual culture has been stopped all over the world, there is now an emergency, and therefore it is now time to train those who are considered lower and condemned so that they may become brahmanas and take up the work of spiritual progress. Then another quote. They have no brain. How to make the society peaceful and prosperous? They are shudras. They have no intelligence. There is a necessity of creating Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. This movement is meant for that purpose. End of quote. Again and again, Srila Prabhupada stressed the need to train men to know the science of the soul and to be of ideal character. Quoting Srila Prabhupada, at least one section of people should know the science of the soul. That is the Krishna consciousness movement. Just like medical necessity is there, does not mean that everyone should become medical men. Similarly, the science of soul is necessity. It does not mean that everyone will be the transcendentalist or the scientist about the soul. But at least one section of people must be there who knows perfectly well about the science of the soul. As much as there is a medical man, he knows perfectly well what is psychology, what is physiology, anatomy. There is an engineer, he knows how to construct. Similarly, a section must be there who know perfectly well about the science of the soul. So, as there is a need of medical men, engineers, or lawyers, or others, similarly there is a need of one section of experts who know the science of the soul. The end of that quote. Then, such brahmanas are especially needed due to the poor quality of the present population. Quote from Srila Prabhupada, there is a great need of brahmanas. Therefore, in the Krishna consciousness movement, we are trying to train some brahmanas to guide human society. Because at present, there is a scarcity of brahmanas, the brain of human society is lost. Because practically everyone is a shudra, no one at the present moment can guide the members of society to the proper path by which to achieve perfection in life. Then another quote. Because the whole population of the world consists only of shudras, there is a decline of spiritual knowledge and people are unhappy. The Krishna consciousness movement has been started especially to create qualified brahmanas and to broadcast spiritual knowledge all over the world, for thus people may become very happy. End of the quote. The ideal character of these brahmanas will be in contradistinction to that of today's leaders. And quoting again from Srila Prabhupada, it is not meant for the mass of people, but at least if we keep a section of people ideal to the human society, they will be guided. At the present moment, there is no ideal section. Everyone is rascal, demons, rogue, everything. There is no ideal character. All politicians, scientists, leaders, they are all drunkards and women hunters. So what can they lead? There is no ideal man in the society. The politicians are giving big, big speeches in the United Nations. They'll go to the same hotel where another debauchee is dancing and drinking. That is his character, is it not? So what will he do? He can give a very big speech, that's all. What is his character? There is no ideal character in the present human society. So that's the end of that quote. Following descriptions in Shastra, for example, Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 5, Text 2, Srila Prabhupada would compare brahmanas to the head of society and society today to a headless or brainless body. Quoting Srila Prabhupada, just as the body has four divisions, the brain, arms, belly and legs, society also has four divisions, the brahmanas, kshatriyas, vaishyas and shudras. This is natural. But if the head is cut off, what is the value of the body? It is a dead body. Similarly, at the present moment, there is no brahminical culture in society, and so it is headless. There may be a very strong arm department, the kshatriyas, a well-equipped economic department, the Vaishyas, and a numerous labor department, the Shudras. But because there is no head department, the Brahmanas, society is like a dead body. Therefore, everyone is suffering. In the Krishna Conscious Movement, we are training Brahmanas so that human society may be saved. Then, end of that quote. It is according to this logic that a new class of Brahmanas is required. Another quote. The social body should have a class of men who act as the brain and guide everyone so that everyone can become happy. That is the purpose of our movement. Another quote. At the present moment, there is no brain in the society. All Shudras, no Brahmanas. Because nobody is interested with the absolute truth. Everyone is interested how to eat, how to sleep, how to have sex, and how to defend. That is going on nationwide, worldwide. Therefore, our Krishna consciousness movement is interested to make a section of the people Brahmana, brain. They can guide. That's the end of that quote, and then a little commentary by myself. The character and purity of these Vaishnava Brahmanas should be so impressive. And their knowledge and wisdom in applying it so effective and palpably beneficial to human society that the people of the world will naturally accept them as guides. Srila Prabhupada said, you should remain an ideal class. People will follow gradually Mahamsa. If a Brahmana class is created, then automatically the Kshatriyas and Vaishyas and Shudras will be changed. Srila Prabhupada, yes. The ideal, if you be ideal class, gradually they will take your advice what to do. Then immediately the whole degradation will be finished. Satsvarup, why will they take advice? Will they actually be attracted to the virtues? Srila Prabhupada, yes, naturally. Just like people come to see me, similarly everyone comes. So you should be such qualified that people will come to consult you to take your advice. Just like if you are a qualified lawyer, when one has difficulty, he consults you what to do. If you are a qualified physician, then people will come to consult you. So you become qualified, ideal. People will come. Otherwise, who will care for you? No illicit sex, no gambling, no meat eating, and chanting. These five things only. If you remain strictly on these principles, see how you are respectable. Immediately you'll be respected. So, did you follow all those points? That if we act properly as Brahmanas, then people will come to us for advice, just like people go to a lawyer when they're in trouble, or a doctor if they're sick. So if you need spiritual guidance, you have to go to a qualified person. And then, that's that quote finished then. The result of failing to create genuine Brahmanas in Krishna consciousness, Prabhupada says, unless you take to Krishna consciousness how to create first-class man, you are doomed. You must know this. The whole society is doomed unless they take society's leaders from the devotees. And therefore, another quote from Srila Prabhupada, it is my request that those who have taken to Krishna consciousness help your countrymen how to become first-class men. At least there must be a section of first-class men so that other people will see. Then, finishing this section off with a short section about creating Brahmanas even from those born in lower families. Then I introduced this, saying the Krishna Conscious Movement offers to everyone the opportunity to become twice born. Quoting from Srila Prabhupada, anyone can join the International Society for Krishna Consciousness and be initiated to become twice born. Then that's that quote, just one line. See, for this seems quite normal, but for other people, it's something unusual. Anyone can join the International Society for Krishna Consciousness and be initiated to become twice born. Then I write, unprecedentedly, brahmanas are being created from the most unlikely stock. Quoting from Srila Prabhupada, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness is trying to turn mlechas and yavanas into real brahmanas by properly initiating them and stopping them from engaging in meat-eating, intoxication, illicit sex, and gambling. Well, that's a... That again, and now I lost the sound. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Yeah, that again might sound like, we're promoting no meat eating, no illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling. To us it may sound very normal, but for non-devotees it's a really revolutionary proposition. Now we have a whole movement here that's dedicated to initiating people, bringing them up to the level of brahmanas, and stopping them from engaging in meat eating, and in gambling, and in illicit sex, and intoxication. Then one more quote from Srila Prabhupada. In frustration, American boys are becoming hippies. However, as soon as they enter the Krishna Conscious Movement being started in America, they are trained to meet the Brahminical qualifications, even though they have fallen to the lowest conditions as Shudras. So it's actually quite revolutionary what Srila Prabhupada is doing, making a new class of brahmanas who can lead society by their good qualities. Okay, so now we can call devotees forward for taking the beads and getting their names.